Royal Mail strike. This is going to be the biggest battle we've seen in Britain for a number of years. Socialist Party Scotland member Gary Clark, who is a branch secretary of the Scotland No. 2 CWU branch, spoke at the main rally at Socialism 2019. Below are extracts from his speech about the upcoming National Royal Mail strike. We are standing on the brink of a major industrial dispute, which we've probably not seen in Britain for a number of years. We have just seen the result of a 97% yes vote in the whole of the Royal Mail Group and a 95% yes vote in the Parcel Force Group, with a 76% turnout, which smashed all the anti-trade union laws to smithereens. But I'll tell you what, the mood is so strong in the workplace right now, we've got activists who are disappointed with that result. That's how strong the mood is. Getting the members out for strike action was like kicking at an open door, because the culture in Royal Mail is disgraceful. Every week of the year, there's some unit out on strike. And 99% of the time, because of the bullying and the harassment you get off management. We've been preparing to strike for 5 years now, because we knew, when privatization happened, that this battle was going to occur. A couple of years ago, we had the Four Pillars dispute, with a massive yes vote, and we never had to take strike action, and it was viewed by the vast majority of postal workers as a major victory. 150,000 angry posters. Since then they've brought in Rico back, a horrible anti-trade union manager, to take us on. But he's taking on 150,000 angry posters, and he'd better be prepared for a fight here. He wants to bring us into the gig economy, and bring us down to the lowest terms possible. So this is the fight of our lives. He wants to break up Royal Mail into small sections, and sell us off to the capitalist vultures. He wants to change the package strategy, and ditch the letter strategy. What that'll mean, overnight, anything over Schobark size will be taken by some other drivers. Overnight, 20,000 postal jobs go. 6-day service. He has refused to give a commitment to actually defend it, another 20,000 jobs will go. So what we are fighting for here is 40,000 reasonably paid jobs, and a public service which people want. And then the strike ballot happened, and had a 97% yes vote, so under the rules and agreements we had to go to mediation. 2 weeks of mediation, they were not interested. Mediator's report comes in, there's another week for us to review the mediator's report. We ask for week-long talks with them. They refuse on the grounds it was midterm and the kids were on school holidays. That was the answer of Royal Mail. So then they wrote to us on the 29th of October, asking for urgent negotiations with no strings, they said. Well, hang on, there are strings there. They said we won't discuss Parcel Force, and you must take strike action off the table until the new year. And that coincided, it was the same day, as the general election was called. So I strongly believe Boris Johnson's tipped them the wink and said, I don't want any fights on the streets, I don't want any strikes when the general election's on. And to make it clear, we will take strike action during the general election. This is going to be the biggest battle we've seen in Britain for a number of years. We have called a special Postal Executive Committee meeting on the 13th of November, where the strike dates will be announced. They're recruiting 5,500 casual labourers as we speak, to deliver packets between 11 in the morning and 7 at night. I'll tell you something. 14 days after the 13th of November, that weekend coincides with Amazon Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I'm just guessing here, but I reckon we'll be out over that whole weekend, for 5-day strike action. We are now faced with a battle. We need every individual in this room, to get round and visit your Royal Mail workplaces, get involved with support groups. We are in for a fight to the finish. We need support from every single trade unionist and socialist in this country,